Montreal's municipal election is one. Prochain Montréal on their way out. But Soraya Martinez-Ferrada hasn't taken up shop at City Hall yet. What can Montrealers expect when she does? Well, for the remainder of today's show, you're going to hear in depth about her promises when it comes to an issue on everyone's minds: housing and rising rents. Martinez-Ferrada has committed to approving all housing projects that have already been submitted but remain stalled within her first 100 days in office. And her administration plans to add incentives and reduce regulations with the goal of encouraging private development. But while she's putting a few new measures on the books for renters, some of the biggest asks from tenants groups are not among them. Now, CKUT went looking for two voices who can speak to these different perspectives: housing supply on the one hand and tenants' rights on the other. You'll hear Steve Baird from the RECLAC, a coalition of tenants groups across the province, on what the Ensemble platform has and what it lacks when it comes to protections for renters. Here's our conversation. We have a new municipal government in power. As a renters' rights organization, when you look at Ensemble Montréal, when you look at the election promises of our new mayor, Soraya Martinez-Ferrada, in a context in which rents are increasing rapidly, vacancy rates, especially for affordable units, are very low, and people are feeling between a rock and a hard place when it comes to finding affordable, good quality housing. You know, what do you think of, or what are you expecting from this new administration at City Hall when it comes to housing?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, Ensemble Montréal, it has been in power in some neighborhoods and some boroughs, even recently. But the last time that they were, you know, that they were, they had the mayor and everything, was under Caudel. That was, you know, it was eight years ago. It's been a while. You know, hopefully there's been some changes in Ensemble. Hopefully it's not the same party of Caudel from back in the day. It's hard to know what to expect. We're definitely going to, you know, engage with them and let them know what we think of some of the things that they're promising. You know, like a lot of, you can imagine a lot of political parties, you know, in their platform, they do promise some potentially interesting things, but they have a history too of being sort of closer to the real estate industry. And even if you read their platform, they talk more about, you know, being more having a real partnership with, you know, the developers and using that to make sure that, you know, the development goes forward and da 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 da. So there's definitely, you know, we have some concerns about their sort of more private sector friendly approach. But there's also some things in the platform that are interesting about being better about dealing with housing that's in bad shape, dealing with Airbnbs, dealing with homelessness, you know, all sorts of things that, you know, there's potential too, that there's also good things that can happen.
I want to hear from you what the platform was when it comes to renters, because you mentioned more of a different approach when it comes to developers, but I've heard that same logic be applied to landlords. Soraya Martinez-Ferrada is a landlord. Of course, Luc Lavoie also is a landlord. Both of the big mayoral candidates were landlords. When it comes to this new government, what exactly is being promised for tenants?
There's some interesting things. Around Airbnb, I think everyone has heard about different changes and approaches and things to Airbnb. And there has been a reduction in the number of Airbnbs up there. There's still lots of illegal Airbnbs that are posted, but there's significantly less than before. And Ensemble Montréal promised to add more inspectors and to have sort of a different approach to Airbnb. It's concerning that whether or not their approach is going to work, because it's not necessarily just a matter of adding new inspectors. One of the big problems is that it's hard for the inspectors to prove the things they need to prove to be able to give someone a fine or prove that it's not legally authorized, partly because the provincial regulation, part of it's based on, you know, is it the primary residence of the landlord? Is the landlord just, you know, going on vacation and for a few weeks they're renting it out while they're away? and their own primary residence, or is it basically a whole bunch of apartments that are just being the year round are being rented out and aren't anyone's primary residence? But the problem with that is that it's very hard to prove, and at the municipal level, they have the power to add additional restrictions and things that aren't necessarily based on that. What Ensemble is proposing seems like it's still going to run into some of these problems that it's hard to prove and everything, but they, you know, they are saying they're going to hire, you know, 50 more inspectors to enforce it and everything. So we'll see what happens. There seems to be some, you know, they're promising to make an effort to enforce it. So we're going to see what happens, and is it really enforceable? Do they need to adjust the approach? What's going to happen?
It seems like it'll be harder to prove because instead of a limited time just over the summer where you can use your home as a short-term rental, it's year round that you can use your home, but they're upping the inspections. Is that why it's harder to prove? Because before you could just say, well, if there's an Airbnb in September, like it's de facto illegal, whereas now they'll need to send out people and do the work of making sure that that's the case.
That's basically it. I think I think it was October, maybe the end of September, beginning of October. So that would be a lot. It was a lot easier to enforce what was put in by Projet Montréal until recently. And Ensemble has promised that what they're going to do is they're going to say that, each unit can only be rented out a maximum of 90 days out of the year, like so 3 months out of the year. So it's not necessarily just the summer, it could be at another time of year, but it's going to be a lot harder to prove when there's something posted that this thing that's posted, well, that this particular housing unit has been rented out more than 90 days of the year. It's just a lot harder to prove. So is it going to be then much, much harder to actually, give fines and make that work? One of the issues is that the fines, at least for a first offense, but even the second offense, are not that huge. You know, I think it's something like $1,000 for the first offense, and then $2,000 for the second offense. So, there's people making a pretty hefty margin of profit renting out some Airbnb apartments. And so, $1,000, they may be able to handle that. They may not seem like that huge a threat, but there's definitely other major issues with affordability and availability of housing.
Yeah, maybe we can talk about some of those and whether this new municipal administration has anything on the books that is going to contribute. What else does she have when it comes to renters in her platform?
There's some promises related to basically the quality of rental housing. Like if you have a problem in your apartment, if you have, mold or mice or whatever, the municipal government has some powers to deal with that. There are municipal inspectors. It can be easier for a tenant rather than going to the tribunal, taking their landlord to the tribunal to ask for a municipal inspector to come and make a report. And the municipal inspector can even issue a fine in certain cases if the landlord doesn't deal with the problem. So that is, there's, a very significant sort of margin of power for the municipal government there. But of course, there are lots of apartments in Montreal that are in bad shape. Like there's neighborhoods where it's even like more than a third of the apartments have, some significant issue, whether it's mold or mice or something else.
More than a third?
The other apartments. I mean, they check at least one of the 8 or 9 or 10 boxes or something.
That's so maybe astounding.
Probably not all a third of those are, severe, but I'm sure a lot of people will know that, from being a tenant. Sometimes you've got some issues. Sometimes you think, oh, how bad is this? you try to deal with it as you can. So there are some promises to use the mechanisms that the city has. It really gets into the question of also the relationship between the city and landlords. I guess like you said, like a lot of the how much are the politicians friendly to the perspective of landlords versus the perspective of tenants, and how much are they concerned about being a bit too harsh on some of the landlords, some of whom, there are small landlords. There are kind of, mom and pop landlords do exist. It's not all huge landlords. So how much are they going to use the powers that they have, including some of the powers to, give fines and be a bit more coercive, basically, in terms of dealing with some of those issues. One thing that's interesting that's sort of not in their platform is that not that long ago, the provincial government allowed municipalities to basically have a tax on empty units. So, you know, why the units are empty, there's a lot of questions about that. Some of it's around financial speculation, some of it's maybe around Airbnb too. You know, there's different reasons units can be empty, but basically there are powers now for municipalities to tax empty units. This wasn't in Ensemble's platform, though. It was in platforms of some of the other parties, but it wasn't in Ensemble's platform. So I don't know. Are they totally closed to that? We're going to have to meet with them and we're going to have to see. I think we're going to, you know, push them on that because it could also be a relevant thing in terms of how much housing is on the market.
And when you do meet, you know, you mentioned this vacant unit tax that is within the city's power. Is there anything else that you're planning on highlighting or saying, you know, this is something that you guys actually have the power to do? Is there anything that you're going to be trying to strongly recommend in your first meeting with this new administration?
Yeah, there have been some attempts at even at a municipal level, sort of a stronger support for the rent registry. It would work better at a provincial level to sort of, you know, make sure it's enforceable and obligatory on a large scale. But there have been some different models and efforts to try to come up with a mechanism that would work at a municipal level, which is not part of Ensemble's platform, but I bet that's something that we're going to talk to them about. But yeah, admittedly, some of the issues in terms of rent control are a bit more in the area of the province than Ensemble and the city level. But yeah, some of the issues in terms of Airbnb, in terms of inspecting units that have issues, maybe the tax on empty units, you know, those are things we'll definitely be talking to them about.
All right. Well, Steve Barrett, thank you so much for speaking with me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bigel with the Local Journalism Initiative.